Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
of politicizing the gun. We be
ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the essential potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grassmen and got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'll be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
My brother, Chairman, live and direct.
Children, community, and Cubs. Again, Children, community, and Cubs. From the weekly programs implemented by the Black Panther Party Cubs, the organization of Canada Legacy, Black Panther Party. I see y'all tuning in already. We say love and respect. No brain, Keisha, the building is right here. He's suit right on. Patty. All his baby boys, just for the baby boys. Real talk. Oh, let's go. Let's go to the building. I'm going to keep Muhammad. Love and respect. Yes, sir. Moving and grooving, y'all. We're still fighting for the campaign to save the health and health. Campaign to save the health and health. So, if you can, with the support you can, I was going to say, y'all come on through there, directly 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. With the support you can send, 804 South 17th, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. GoFundMe.com/save the health and health. Save the health and health. We just had another weekly open mic there every Thursday. For those who just not tuning in with us, what's the campaign about? We said it's bigger than a building, more significant than a structure. Again, bigger than a building, more significant than a structure. We're fighting to save and maintain institutions. The location which Chairman Fred Hampton, the chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, and grew up in. We are typically the only city to make a museum. And on our terms, shout out to my brother Roger. Y'all know about the piece Officer Roberts. Y'all see, it's a hood fan of Chicago and Chirac. In fact, we're gonna be in there too, Cubs. So we will let y'all know on our debut coming in with that. But on our terms about when God saving this place, a lot of people are saying, well, have you reached out to, you know, so to get it designated as a historical landmark? Have you reached out to different people for support, so on and so forth? One of the pros and one of the cons, you know, saying one of the good things and the bad things about, you know, saying about independence, fighting for independence, fighting for self-determination. And even when you have that smell of self-determination on you, some people are hesitant to even show any sign of support, because really, support in many cases is a code word that we can control. You know, so we can control you. You know what I'm saying? Or unleash a muzzle on you. You know what I'm saying? sit here and say what you can say, what you can't say. My brother, Money Frazier in the building, you my brother, I was just coming to my comrades about, so you keep on putting this post up every day. I'm going to go on and grab some, you know what I'm saying, like garlic, turmeric, and ginger. You see, we take it every day. So you just chew it, how you doing, brother? You put it in a blender, make a juice, or you put it in the meals. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you or all of them. Let me know. I'm gonna start working on that too. You say garlic, turmeric, and ginger. You say every day. Every day, my brother, you post that up, and so we gonna. My brother put up. There gotta be something to it. Hello, my brother. Okay. You know what? Please. Definitely. So when you call in, we definitely want to talk about what's happening in Houston. Oh, T, well, T, okay, right on. Yes, sir. We on it. They put in a T. This campaign about this boiling water. Okay, right on, Erica. Right on. Free them on. We on it. Yes, I do. That's the move, man. We on it. Right on. I mentioned last week's show, in Atlanta, the federal government has just announced that they had sold the house, the childhood home of Dr. King. Dr. King grew up there. And we talk about these dynamics, stressing the political significance of these institutions. In fact, we correlated to that of, you know, Napoleon, the French army, how they strategically had shot, essentially to deface the nose and the Sphinx in Egypt. And that's where the 21 gun salute came from. This is an attack, not just on that particular edifice per se, on that pyramid, but on our people. In fact, Napoleon's own words say because it contained what they refer to as Negroid features, again, Negroid features. Not that we look at politics, we just look at it in its most simplistic form. Similar to we talk about Revolutionary War, we talk about just that into the military aspects, the gun, what have you, negating the politics, the terms, the atmosphere, the clothing, the culture, all these dynamics of, you know, the symbolisms. So even when Chairman Fred had been assassinated this past December 4th, marking 49 years after he and this particular Martin Clark were assassinated, the governor still to this day shoots up his tombstone where he's buried at, in Haynesville, Louisiana. So these are strategic hits, you know what I'm saying? These are political maneuvers. So again, it's not about happening, and that's a statement in regards to our community. The fact that in Atlanta, of all places, with all these kids, all these resources, all this money, all this loot, the federal government, you know what I'm saying, data house and proposal. Anyway, I mean, what's that? Jeezy alone, you know, one of these cats, one of these rich rappers, high paid politicians alone, you know what I'm saying, could bankroll that. But these are some of the countries that's not only attack on. There's certain element aspects of our community, our people in general. So then, I think it was in the Crusader newspaper online. I just checked this out. They say the museum, they're talking about this in D.C., which we have some struggles with anyway. You know what I'm saying? But you know who they're putting in there, how you hold them up. But this is, they say the museum, African American Museum in D.C., is open up to everybody, somebody got to go see that. One of the dynamics in regards to the government shutdown is that this also is shut down. And this is, not as I said, with support. A lot of people put their leash on me. A lot of times they have leashes and muzzles on organizations and individuals that they themselves don't even know. You know what I'm saying? And then when the conflicts are heightened, you will start seeing who controls what. It's not about happenstance, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, like even these different athletes and entertainers, they're going to donate something. Well, us should go to New Orleans and what have you. The money goes to the Red Cross. I'm saying, why you don't? He must know about other organizations on the ground doing. No, but the managers and handlers, who can get the resources to them? And it also sends a message to you, who comes to support you and with the guidelines to it. You know what I'm saying? And all the organizations in Chicago, you know, Kaepernick, you know, they're not, you know, on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Who he gave money to? You know what I'm saying? It's like a recycling fund. You know what I'm saying? Money goes right back into different state entities. You know what I'm saying? Refund them and go right back. You know, speaking of which, let me get something personal on my chest. Personal as well as political. Let me say shout out to all those who, you know what I'm saying, I'm saying as objectively as I can. I'll be the first to say something. I'll be saying that subjectively because this person, you know what I'm saying, Mother Comrade of Cool and Jerry, the widow of Chairman Fred. At least the last 2 years, two winters, we've been battling back and forth about this boil, about this furnace situation, the home she resides in. Health issues, everything. And I just want to thank all those people. Most of them don't have nothing themselves. We've been called to say they can support to make this happen. You know what I'm saying? But I want to just send a shout out to the community, to the people. You know, we finally got this yesterday morning. It's humbling. It's borderline, I won't say embarrassing, even the conditions. You know what I'm saying? This comrade, one that covered down over Chairman Frey's body, the government came to, U.S. government came to assassinate him. And we even still dealing with these type of contradictions, you know what I'm saying? Hope this is a clinch to the people, to, you know what I'm saying, we can't, you know, to make this happen. I also want to send a statement out to all these different artists, whether we got this guy's name in New Orleans. We got, you know what I'm saying, we got this painting of Chairman Frey that he's trying to sell for $150,000. His name will come to me in a minute. So shout out to this criminal, this clown, they try to sell these bogus clothes called Unclown Kings. I want to send a shout out to all the Kaepernicks and Beyonce, all of you who dress like Panthers when it's profitable. You know what I'm saying? When the widow of Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, we deal with these basic contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And people who are still fighting, you know what I'm saying, no support. And I'm saying as objective as I can. Now I want to not a shout out to them. I hope that man, the paws of Panthers parade upon your faces, and the claws of cubs dance on your grave, and the people, I got a whole statement for me. It comes to me, the people, it comes to me in 1 minute. I wrote it down yesterday. Thank myself for this part, this call up for them. These are all these opportunities and people dressing like Panthers, you know what I'm saying, when it's fashionable. You know what I'm saying? And this, again, this is to those different, the entertainers who dress like Panthers, athletes who, you know what I'm saying, talk about all these different bogus organizations that propped up the legacy of the Black Panther Party. I want to say, may the paws of Panthers parade upon your face, and the claws of cubs convene upon your grave, and the people designate your death date is a hood holiday. Again, to all those, I'm saying it's 2 days after we finally got a boiler, a heater worker in the home, of a cool engineer, former Deborah Johnson, widow of Chandler Fred, all these bogus people with the opportunities to these books, all these athletes, entertainers, all these resources, all these quote unquote conscious rappers and reactionaires, all of it. I want to say this to you. May the paws of Panthers parade upon your face and the claws of cubs convene upon your grave and the people designate your death date as a hood holiday. Chandler Fred happened to join you 2 days after the heater, the boiler finally got put in the home of Mother Comrade of Corn Jerry. And to the people, to the community, clench this salute. Clench this salute. You know what I'm saying? Revolution, love, respect. It was an honor to serve. Real talk. So now I got to watch this. Now they're talking about closing the music. This is one of the government shutdown. And similar to one thing, we have different protests and different organizations going, we do the same thing y'all do, Chairman Fred Block. And when they find out, That invisible leash was, it's not invisible, it's a leash, it's a muzzle. A lot of them came to see, they refused to see. That finance, the state telling them, you can't say this, you can't say this. When that checking come in, when that checking come in, and that check stop coming in, they get a reality check. You're like, whoa, we didn't know. The question was asked a few weeks ago, why are you open to get support, you know what I'm saying, for a historical landmark? Yes, however, I believe that the buggy can't go before the horse. We got to be built on our terms. We want the Hampton House Museum on our terms, and we can offer support. And so you got to be real careful. A lot of people get confused in the term. And we think, like people saying, this is free. They ask me if it's free. Like they had at the Stony Island Arts Bank Center. You asked the Gates on 67 Stony Island. They thought, you know what I'm saying, they're going to this free thing. The bank center is profiting, you know what I'm saying, of the legacy of the legacy of Black Panther Party. So these are different dynamics that, you know what I'm saying, the cold words, you know what I'm saying, we have to be real careful of. Again, we wanted what we got, you know what I'm saying, no hidden clauses. We can talk about Chandler Fred, you know what I'm saying, on our terms. So that's what we're fighting for. We need your help. We need your support. Fight to save the Hampton House Museum. Y'all feel free to call me at 708-223-8953 or 929-477-3785. Dig, save the Hampton House. Come on through the date. Triple C Saturdays. Gary, Indiana. New Orleans. Dig, man. Saint-Denis, France. We all over the world. 804 South 17th Avenue. Come on through. 2 o'clock. food, everything. We right there serving the people, y'all. Come on through. Let's just support your troops, those who fight for you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things been happening. A lot of things have been happening. A lot of things gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? What's the little sister's name? Jasmine, seven-year-old sister down in Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? And these, notice even the terms the media, you know what I'm saying, are using or not using. You don't hear terms like drive-bys, you know what I'm saying? But this, as reported, this white dude in this red truck, you know what I'm saying, good man, shot all along the sister's mother, you know what I'm saying, murdered this little sister. But notice even the euphemisms that are utilized, you know what I'm saying, in regards to this murder of this child. So this is in Houston, Texas. And I, you know what I'm saying, the community has put an APB, an all points bulletin out, you know what I'm saying? Man, regardless, you know what I'm saying, this individual, you know what I'm saying? I'm real careful with the term individual, you know what I'm saying? Because the deal is, any dynamic in our community, whether you can see the state hand on it directly, it's even with Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin, murder Trayvon Martin, it's a politic, it's an atmosphere that sends a message to every slumlord in our community, to every merchant in our community, to every racist white dude riding a red pickup truck in Houston, Texas, to every person doing community watch, you know what I'm saying, Florida, to do as you will, to every record producer, to every football coach in high school, elementary school, or, you know what I'm saying, professional, you know what I'm saying, to every club, to every, you know what I'm saying, do as you will with the black community, you know what I'm saying. In fact, you know what I'm saying, treat them as the right things of all races, no respect. So I'm real careful, real cautious when I see the individual. It's a politic, it's a policy that makes people feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? To come through, you know what I'm saying? The fact that we're discussing about he ain't been, you know what I'm saying? He ain't found yet. This is Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, big place geographically. However, you know, man, they know, everybody know who racist Jim is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not hard to find out. But this same system can find people. You know, it's capable, you know what I'm saying? And tracing down, they find family members in our community we don't know who he's related to. So, again, if you say, oh, here, I tell you, how you going to complain to Sipa for this? This is just some racism, you know what I'm saying? No, this different dynamic. It's political. It's political. You know what I'm saying? Like I told this white guy, remember I was in Menard, on the Big Muddy River, and he brought this dude down to he leader of the Aryan Brotherhood. They said, what's going to happen? It's all the news. Like, what's going to happen between the Aryan Brotherhood and the Black Panthers, you know what I'm saying? They had a big old thing. So he tried to approach one of y'all. I said, yes, you're not even in my league. That's what us at the point at the guard and the gun tower. I said, don't get it twisted. However, whatever, you know what I'm saying, how this goes down, we're going to expose the connection, you know what I'm saying, of white power, the status of power, how, you know what I'm saying, that you're not doing, you're not operating as an independent entity, whether you want to apply to yourself or that you are or not. So again, this dynamic is tied to the system, you know what I'm saying, the blood of this little sister's 7-year-old sister. It's tied not only to this racist reactionary in red truck, but it's also tied to the ruling class in particular. And also, sister that in St. Petersburg, Florida, the white guy, or y'all see the video, who's been moving around, the video, white guy came in, you know, he got his order, he got his order served to him, you know what I'm saying? He got out of pocket, you know what I'm saying? It's dealt with contradiction, you know what I'm saying? And he got his order. It's another video, too, that I'm saying I want to support, too, and push out. Well, another restaurant, where, you know, so another white dude came in there, you know, he was a little disorderly, and he got his order, you know, so he got served, you know what I'm saying? And this is something that, you know what I'm saying, that is important to put in this political context, because, again, our people, you know what I'm saying, we can't afford dealing absolutes. And even that video footage with the sister, when the white dude came in there, and the sister, her middle name was Jasmine, when she had to serve him, when an Asian manager came in, and just the arrogance of the white dude, when he came in, you know what I'm saying, and, even how people around her dealt with it, you know what I'm saying, it's automatic. When you see a situation, you know, our people are criminalized, or, you know what I'm saying, or even our responses to stuff, or lack of responses. It's a result of what's been happening to our community, what's happening to our people. You know what I'm saying? The breaking process of true, you know, black boys in our community. All the other, and you see, a lot of people look, oh, why this didn't happen? It's an old saying. If you feed these children toxic and you wonder why they poison, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Look at the images that we've been fed. Look at how we view ourselves. You know what I'm saying? How we view our community. You know what I'm saying? And you see this ugly pus come up out of here, and you know what I'm saying? You say, man, oh, what's going on? what has been injustice in our community, it's injustice in our people, How are we supposed to do saying be with each other? Politics of a person working in the fast food industry. It's a politic that other see when we start, we think we saying certain things, certain jokes, whatever. Other people outside are hearing this, you know what I'm saying? And they pick up on it. They are hearing these different dynamics. So the deal is, in our community, nothing can be just generally summed up negating the question of race and politics. Different comedians, people say, well, why do we do that? We can't afford the same luxuries, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Even the jobs and even the class question, we talk about that there's a different assessment, like the Marxist, Leninist theoreticians, you know what I'm saying, and other white left ones, they say, how do you go about the class question? You get turned by the working class and so forth. In the black community in particular, we are taking into account other different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? So we just can't afford to, this is in religion, this is in everything, you know what I'm saying? You can't just come in and just say, oh, yeah, you know, like you get a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, they Arabs, you know what I'm saying? They negate the question, are you black? A lot of guys in the streets, they think like, they gangsters, they say, no, Luciano, you know, Luciano was on the federal government payroll, a different dynamic. It's certain things that other people, like, even the revolutionary. Commandante Che Guevara was able to do certain moves that the African community cannot do. It is what it is. This dynamic of race is one of the top tools used by capitalism. So even how we assess our people in different fields of work, they do it, the state does it. You talk about the whole discussion about what they call that, the opioid situation. When it's going to our community, they're locking us up, calling us dope fiends. Now it's an opioid crisis, you know what I'm saying? And there's resources, even to the police, they're getting these Norfax or something where they can put up on you and stop you from overdosing, concerned about you. There's resources for rehabilitation centers. So everything how we view, you hear us use terms with the cubs, my terms are political. We don't say someone's a dope fiend or strawberry. We say they're demoralized. They're demoralized. You know what I'm saying? The prisons, the concentration camps, somebody's locked up, they were kidnapped. These are important terms that, you know what I'm saying, that must be understood, respected. Some of the state, they have terms that when the U.S. was in Somalia, they use terms like this, they call the people skinnies. So now, U.S. and they are taking how many skinnies, how many casualties with the skinnies, as opposed to the people, Somalia, and Vietnam, they were saying the BCs. This dehumanizes the people. You know what I'm saying? You can, like, even the different fields of, oh, man, working the fast food. So this is it. Our people, in particular, you know what I'm saying? We every dynamic is intended to humanize. You know what I'm saying? I recall being in Stateville, and his brother in the cell with me. I remember him literally. The movie, The Diary of Anne Frank, that was a fictional, I mean, a movie with actors and actresses. They showed it. This is about Nazi Germany. I remember this guy, back up. Before this movie came on, I remember actual footage of Rwanda in Africa, the African community, the Hutus and Tutsis. It was really one people, but the Belgians and the French had exploited the class contradiction that existed there and made it antagonistic. And you've seen bodies, some swallowed up in the water, just floating, you know, saying carnage all over. This brother had no response, none. Then when the movie came on about the Diary of Anne Frank, you've seen this response, you've seen this emotional response. And these are some of that our people that even us have we impacted, you know what I'm saying? Something happens, does not lose. Look at the killings in Chicago alone. Look how immune we become to it. And we came, we turned the TV on tomorrow, and they said there were no killings. They said, what, this day's weather, blah, blah, blah. And no shoot. We're going to be, hold on, what? Something missing. It's to the point now, it's the norm, you know what I'm saying? And one thing that Tyler Shakur said about being oppressed, you must struggle to always distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. This is, in words of Marvin Gaye, this is not living. We have to call these contradictions, y'all. But again, we must understand protracted struggle. We must understand the process, what happened to us. The United States, of America just didn't turn Africans into niggas overnight. There's a process of gutting, raping, breaking process, you know what I'm saying? Even the different dynamics that are going on in our community, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times we see the end result. Like, what's wrong with these children? What's happening? Look at the movies. Look at the propaganda. Look at the love and hip-hop shows. They ain't go back and ask these questions. Why nobody stand up with nobody? Why nobody support? Look at how they infiltrate our community and our organizations with snitches and the forums. Look how liberal we are about Angel Rocker tours. Because we don't really know that. Don't know what it is. Because it's passed down from generation to generation. Even clinical psychologists talk about how the pain from one generation can pass down, you know, three, four generations, and ongoing. So politically speaking, there's a distrust. There's a, you know, there's a breaking process. They have done something to our people that words cannot explain. I mean, you see it every day. The breaking process, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us become masters of disguise, you know what I'm saying, throwing the front on. Not just the makeup, we're talking about the whole front going on, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you talk to our community, you assess our community, you see some of the contradictions. Sometimes you can feel for the drive, you feel for the walk, you're like, damn, how damaged are we? How damaged are we? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the deal is the same system that done it to us. A lot of us go back to them, you know what I'm saying, and ask for assistance. It's like Geronimo commented, it's a piece of Apaches. I think in the movie, Bury My Heart and Wounded Knee, with Geronimo Apaches, he came out, and he had seen the children. He came out, they said they had him on the reservation. They had him in the prison for a while. When he came, they got out, he was messed up when he seen those. The children had to talk to the colonialists about how to grow corn, how to have, you know, programs to take care of their children. He had witnessed the colonialists come through and, you know, saying, rape the indigenous women. We had witnessed the natives who had taught them how to grow, you know, saying how to survive, how to you know, live the land. Now the children were asking the colonialists. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk, y'all. We live and direct Triple C Saturdays, y'all. Direct right on Free 'em All. I'm cool to be on the wheels. We'll see y'all. Meets right on, free them all. But keep mom is with us too. I'm going to get with the West Coast also in a couple of days. Yes. Okay, this is okay. The people should know that the white man who killed Sister Mia Wilson at the bar station. Okay. Now the bar, a Bay Area Rapid Transit. A lot of us, I've viewed, are familiar with this. The bar, Oscar Grant, Johannes Mercy gunned him down. Back this actually, wow. This dance was the 10th year. I mean, I usually be up there in the Bay Area, you know, some regards to that. I'll be hesitant on the anniversary. I'll be hesitant on the term anniversary, but acknowledgement of the, you know, of Kelasi Grant. What I'm going to say is, back to, okay, his trial was postponed. The claim. They don't know if they did this. Y'all know how it goes. Sad to say, before I even finish reading this, I did hear about it before, but I. It's just, man, it's hard. The history, this is the modus operandi of this system, how they get down. Now, Mia Wilson, y'all, the white dude got on the bar and sliced her up. The claim is the trial is postponed because they don't know if he's mentally able to stand trial. When whites commit crime, it's a mental problem. When blacks commit crime, lock them up and throw away the keys. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And actually, well, you know, it becomes a question, a sympathetic, you know what I'm saying, yes. Even discussing it in Chicago, one of the first edicts of Mayor Rahm Emanuel when he first closed the mental health facilities in the black community. Now, if anybody should have a cop out to go from the judge, hey, man, see, I got issues. If any community should have that as a defense, I mean, I'm not speaking subjectively. I'm saying if any, that what happened to us, not just the past 500 years. I'm talking about yesterday. You told me if anybody should be, I mean, any case we have, this should be out there going out defense. I got issues. But however, the response to us, oh, we have a place. We don't have a psychiatrist couch for you. We have a cell bunk for you, and you need somebody to talk to. We don't have Dr. Field, but we do have a person called a cellmate. That's who you'll be at. And our facilities are Stateville, Attica, Folsom, you know, Rikers Island. You know, you work your problems out there. You know, so this is the type of dynamic that we deal with in our community. But the white community is similar to we talk about the chemical biological warfare, the heroin situation. It's viewed different. It's even not only by the ruling class, even our people. It's the case of Neil Wilson. The trial is being postponed. Just even the arrogance of the discussion about a question about mental illness. It's so our people are so deprived of that discussion. We don't even know. That's actually, you know, saying that it's not even acknowledged. It's like the war that's being on our people. It's something that it's a non-acknowledged war. We don't know about political prisons. We don't know about chemical biological warfare. And ironically, we are the ones that are being hit hardest with this. Say Molly's and ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? Crack. They, I mean, it's acknowledged that crack was created and due to the amount of melanin, how dark the darker you are, the more easily addictive you become. This is warfare. This is warfare. If I told you the conditions of Cook County Jail, Rikers Island, what have you, you know what I'm saying? I said it was across seas. You said, whoa, these are human rights violations. If we told you what was going on and with some of these dogs, the dogs are living under the condition that we got to go to a Pontiac prison. People said, whoa, hold on. We have a problem here. The Humane Society is going to say, wait a minute, this can't happen. But when it comes to our people, we are deprived of not just the assistance and the resource, we are deprived of just the acknowledgement. The acknowledgement. Again, if anybody should have a plea about mental illness or some issues, man, hey, they should be able to listen to the front and listen, hold on, man, let through the door before the case is even heard. It's kind of like they say, like in Wisconsin, different white cops and other places. When you go out, you get cases in the other cities. Soon as you're from Chicago, you get convicted for that first. Then they talk about the case. The first thing is that you from Chicago, yeah. Okay, now conviction, thing is, now they talk about the rest of the stuff. Our community, what has happened to us through the door. You know what I'm saying? That should be a defense through the door. Real talk, y'all. Y'all keep y'all eyes open in regards to this case. Neil Wilson in the Bay Area. Let's keep our eyes open in Houston, Texas, and abroad. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like how when our community is attacked, it's not. You've seen when a certain police taking for an individual in our community, the whole community, everybody down from the stores, the mom part, we ain't too many mom parts no more, all the way down to cats who hustling. The police come to say, ain't nobody selling nothing today, no crack, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? The heat come down on the entire community. Comedians coming to perform, you know what I'm saying? Entertainers, big. This conversation about this percent of your sister got to happen. But now I'm just doing, man, athletes, we've seen the Ferguson. We've seen the Mike Brown town. We've seen the atmosphere. We've seen it in Africa. We've seen it in Chicago. We've seen it, you know what I'm saying, in Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it where the ante was up, where the people were able to distinguish a war from a revolution. Again, a war is when you have two occupying armies where they suit up and boot up, you know what I'm saying, and engage. A revolution, on the other hand, you gain the minds and participation of the mass of the people. You know what I'm saying? To the poets, let there be poetry statements about this little sister. You know what I'm saying? The sister in Houston, Texas, the Florida, our fields, and whatever respective things going on in each respective community, tie it in. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, everything's political. What this system does up, they say, oh, no, that's this. Again, if you run the Black Panther Party Club, we say we the match of the Black Panther Party. We say we everything. Repeat, everything is political. Words, terms, fashion, you name it. Don't let nobody tell you we're not talking about that right now. We just, man, Sunday service, anybody want to announce it? Yeah, Pastor. Yeah, Deacon has to say who I yeah, man, yeah, that was a great meal we had, blah, blah. Yeah, also, the sister down here in Texas, you know what I'm saying, the some Lord kicked out such and such on 14th Street. Tie it in. At the barbershop, man, yeah, what's that, man, yeah, what's going on? Man, you the Bears game, who you think won? Yeah, I think that Ryan was seen with, I think they might trade him. Yeah, also, that sister, blah, 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 you know, tie what's going on in our community. You know what I'm saying? And be real careful, you know, I know a lot of people cannot relate to what Francis Fanon said. Francis Fanon said, you must be anything except the concession, now compromised by principles. You think it's not about coincidence, who they raise up to put themselves to donate the funds, Shaquille O'Neal, who all the resources he got, he said he wants to be a police. Is a police. You know what I'm saying? Shaquille O'Neal, who the movie theater he owned in New Jersey, refused to let the movie on Mumia Abu Jamal be played. I'm going to take that back. I don't believe he refused it. The ones before the strings did. So we can accept the resources of the funeral service for our little sister. However, be real careful on, you know what I'm saying, that you don't run right back to the plantation. Get back up. See, I'm not getting up on the white folks directly and indirectly. We're fighting for self-determination. We'll talk, y'all. I believe we're on time. Okay, that's what it is. Y'all get any callers, y'all feel free. Got two lines to call in. We at 929-477-3. And also we at 708-223-8953. Comrade Daphne, any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to speak, press 1 to come in queue. Free them all.
Free them all. As well as y'all again, y'all type in. We on Facebook Live. Any questions you got? Any questions? Get questions on, we on internationalradio.com. So y'all feel free. We got, hey, We got a whole bunch of venues happening here, y'all. You know, so we're trying to get this word out there, y'all, one way or another. You know, so we're gonna be coming to your mom's, your church, your barber shop, you name it. You know what I'm saying? And keep me posted, y'all. South Beach, we're gonna get into the West Coast real soon. I gotta get that way real soon. So keep me posted, y'all. Are we moving and grooving, y'all. Taking history, y'all. Again, y'all. This today, come on out. Come on out, 804 South 17th Avenue. Bring some donations, bring some bottled water. You know what I'm saying? Also, support the Save the Hampton House. You got this, you know what I'm saying? It's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. We need your support, y'all. Real talk, y'all. So, again, I just want to thank the community for y'all continued support. You know what I'm saying? There's this old saying, the richest people are the stingiest. You know what I'm saying? The ones who support you, we ain't got nothing themselves. But, again, we have faith in the people. We have confidence in the community. Real talk. We know we are capable of doing this here, y'all. So y'all come down, y'all let us know any questions, comments. But again, let's talk about contradiction, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, right down to McDonald's, when he came to get served, he got served, all right. You know, another restaurant, I think it was Burger King, but the brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, they had to deal with this contradiction. And let's do follow-up, because our times, this state, they'll come back and pull stunts. Like, you know, the Laquan McDonald case. You know, shooting Laquan McDonald. And, you know what I'm saying? The people who witnessed what happened, now they got harassed and subsequently does the jobs. I mean, someone might get a fire at the Burger King right there. They got a videotape came up missing at the Burger King. You know what I'm saying? They took the Kwame McDonald, the police, and all of us, just everything political. Now they got a powerful alderman, Ed Burke in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? It's come out now about his relationship with the Burger King. You can see that Burger King over there with Laquan McDonald. These are different dynamics. You know, so he'd be wondering why is this? It's kind of like stuff that you miss. It's like it's a piece of talking about like even the time that the different black record executives was talking about, you know, getting this distribution company. Suge Knight, Def Row, Jay Prince, Rap-A-Lot, and Damon Dash, and some other people. You know what I'm saying? These contradictions is happening. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you think it's just a beef between Ja Rule and 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying? This whole, all the time, they move against Supreme, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They didn't get a better indictment, be locking him up, you know what I'm saying? These are different dynamics, and a lot of times, we can't see through the subterfuge. You know what I'm saying? You think it's just a discussion going on about this rap war. All the time, the state going to break them process, you know what I'm saying? Look at Sam Cooke case. We're talking about doing black distribution. These are different dynamics. That we said, why we can't get together? It's crabs in the barrel. No, it's not putting boiling water on us. There's no crab in the barrel. If somebody running this restaurant, it ain't no real lobster. It's a ruling class. You know what I'm saying? If somebody got us in a situation, every time we try to organize, it's nipping in the bud. You know what I'm saying? It's putting these palatable people in positions. When they're praising the building, we war. That's what I see, my brother. Man, we'll talk, get you on the show one day, man. Right on. I'll get guards in the building representing y'all, real talk. Y'all, your guards have some history too, man. Y'all, man, hey, party, Black Panther Party won't play no games over there either. The community didn't play no games, you know what I'm saying, over there. So, again, this is a hell of a history. You know, we can't negate y'all. But, again, everything is political. We have to have these type of discussions. Time in our rap songs. Time in on our dates. Time in our poetry circles, you know what I'm saying? Everything, I repeat, everything is political. Y'all call on in, let us know y'all comments, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, y'all cub on in with us. 929-477-3785 or 708-223-8953. You did it. January, y'all. We coming up with, we're going to have some more discussion about, you know what I'm saying, the legacies of Deputy Minister Defense, Bunchy Carter. Now, Deputy Minister Education, John Huggins, you know what I'm saying? It was assassinated January 17th, 1969, UCLA campus. You did. We're going to be calling into the work we're doing right now, fighting to maintain the legacy. But again, we finally get that heat working, mother comrade, the widow, Chandler Fred Hampton. Again, appreciation, love, appreciation to the people, you know what I'm saying, to those who attempt to benefit of the legacy of Black Panther Party, whether it be these athletes, whether it be entertainers, these politicians, or just some joke, bro, you're going to make us some clothes, unauthorized clothes. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, again, y'all hear that quote I said? They the paws of panthers, the great state faces, and the claws of cubs, that's in their grave. And the people who recognize their death day is a good holiday. Real talk. I think we should have a wall of fame as well as we should have a wall of shame. We should have a wall of fame of those who fought for us. We should have a wall of shame of those who took the exploit our blood, sweat, and tears. and years than we have been doing before. Umi Abu Jamal, keep your heat on the streets of Philadelphia, keep it in Africa, keep it in Ireland, keep the heat going in God's kingdom. Umi Abu Jamal, Sabi Ali Coley, you know what I'm saying? Michelle Saki McGee, hands up for Salah Shakur, and keep the heat going in God's, your brother, C number, sister down the street. Our people in general, thank y'all, know what's the call? Free them all. Writing on down, y'all. Again, y'all let me know any questions, comments. We got about 12 more minutes. Write on down. But again, come on through today, y'all. See the programs we're doing. How can y'all support? Come through today. See for yourself the Triple C's. Come through 804 South 17th Avenue. Come to the house that Chandler Craig happened to grow up in. Come see for yourself how we get down. Come see how important it is that we have your support. Go out to Gary, Indiana. Come on out to New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Come on, what have you. Come on out there again. See what's happening. Support what's happening. Again, the Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are here. We got an studio question. We're going to do it right here.
I just
want to
hear that quote again. I
want to
take that with you.
The quote, and put it in context too. The quote I just said, this quote, again, 2 days after we finally got Mother Comrade, Akua and Jerry. She's the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton. She was there when the assassination occurred. She, in fact, covered down with his body when the Chicago police came in and assassinated Chairman Fred. And humbly, I'm saying this, the home she's in right now, you know what I'm saying? We've been fighting over a couple of years to get the boiler heater working. So we finally got something in place a couple of days ago. It's the first thing, you know what I'm saying? I thought about all the people in church, how can we help them to do this? And she got a lot of pride. She got that path of pride in her, you know what I'm saying? But we finally got that. But it's people that knew about this contradiction we now fly that's got resources, you know what I'm saying? And I was to the people, I say revolutionary love and appreciation. Now, to those famous athletes, entertainers, whether it be Kaepernick, Beyonce, whether it be all these paid politicians that run around to, you know what I'm saying, just like the Panthers was profitable and be black and beneficial. May the paws of Panthers parade upon your face and the claws of Cubs convene upon your grave and the people designate your death day as a hood holiday. May the paws of Panthers parade upon your face. May the paws of Panthers parade upon your face and the claws of Cubs convene upon your grave. And the people designate your death date a hood holiday. That's to all those famous artists who ain't gonna see no support for the trouble we've been doing. That's to all those opportunists who wanna run around, be dead and gone, and you know what I'm saying? So to nostalgia, to, you know what I'm saying, Chairman Fred, that's to all those who are profiting of the pain, of the people's pain. Any more questions, my brother? We live in the studio, y'all. We international radio. We making history, y'all. We taking history. We taping history, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all document this here. Take a few archives and stash it. Stick it in Timbuktu. Put it on the ground. Cause in just case, stick it on the ground so someone just can't be found. We don't need anything on the road. Some generation to come across and say, man, people will have been fighting. They're gonna say they're gonna collect the Tupac records. They come through, they edit out Tupac records, they, you know, take out certain turns and change it around. You like, man, well, this is a nice song. We want some of the real deal, raw, unedited versions, stashed for future generations. Real talk. We go with some raw, uncut conditions, so we just can't come with no softball solutions. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. You got to make history, take history, and take history, as we talking about. Right on, right on. Come on, come right on, right on. Making history, taking history, y'all. It's 51 degrees today, y'all. This is here. I'm gonna see the time. I'm gonna be out there, y'all. Say, hey, y'all, come on through the 804 South 17th Avenue, right across the street from Irvin Elementary School. You know what I'm saying? Triple C's gonna be out there, serving the people, y'all. And we love the people, as Chairman Fred say, because we love the people. My brother, I see you keep my brother Roderick, Officer Roberts. We're gonna get that script written. We're gonna get in there and make that happen, y'all. Real talk. We look forward to seeing y'all today. We look forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. We had a wonderful event, the annual People's Ball. We had my comrade's birthday there. We still moving. Also, we put on a call to construction workers, whatever. We need your support over there, plumbers, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Come on through there today. Say, I can just put some services. You know what I'm saying? We're putting the calls. Although, I didn't know we need this, whatever. Here's what they want to know. We're putting the call out. We need y'all. We're trying to move today. We're trying to do some work around it. We can work what we got. We need on thread. We need y'all support. 804 South 17th Avenue. We need supplies, carpenters, plumbers, water leaking upstairs. And we covered it out. And we roughing it out. We covered it out. We over there. Sometimes no heat, sometimes no water. Hey, when it rains, we make it happen, y'all. And we're going to pull it together. And again, let me repeat what you say. Without the people, revolution is impossible. Without the people, revolution is impossible. Okay, no one can always help our support. ChairmanFredJr@gmail.com or PayPal.com. GoFundMe.com/SatanHappyNows, y'all. Thank you, my sister. Right on. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Real talk. We need to see y'all day out there. 51 degrees. Hey, ain't no excuses now. Ain't no excuses. We looking. Listen here, y'all. Hey, it's been an honor. As always, it's an honor to serve. I'm going to come on out. See y'all again this week. See y'all again. Matter of fact, let's miss y'all today. Come on through there. We're going to be right outside the house of Chairman Fred Hampton. Grew up in. We need a lot of chapters back at the party. Man, Revolution Day, some catches get scared. But the beat goes on. We're going to keep on coming out, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Hashtag Save the Hampton House. Free them all.
People get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board up. There's hope for all. Among those loved the most, you know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. The hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. But there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. are true. Thank you. Thank you.